Before listening to this recording, please make sure that you're either sitting down or lying down in a comfortable position and that you're in a place where there will be no distractions. If you need a moment to make sure that your environment is optimal for entering trance, please pause the recording and then return when you're ready to drift very deep into trance. All right, now that you're nice and comfortable, let us begin. And first off, I want to talk about how every single one of us is really a collection of the stories we tell ourselves. Sometimes these stories can be unhelpful and inaccurate. Sometimes these stories can be outdated and no longer relevant. The good thing, though, is that you can always start telling yourself a different story. And this story will be true because deep down in your subconscious mind, your identity and your personal truth is actually something that's very malleable, something that you can make changes to if you so desire. The purpose of this trance is to help you make some changes to how you view yourself and to let some things that are no longer relevant from the past stay in the past and fade away from your thoughts about the present and future. To do this, I'll be guiding you into a trance state. Now, the thing about making these changes in your mind is that you really don't have to focus on going very deep at all. Your subconscious mind is listening no matter how deeply you go into trance. That's really not the part of this experience that I want you to be focusing on. Instead, I want you to be focusing on how there are going to be new stories that you'll tell yourself. New stories that will be true to yourself. Because what will really make this experience powerful and lasting is that you find a story that resonates and is true to yourself. This is not something that I can directly tell you. However, I can guide you to a state of mind where you'll be able to come up with the answer all on your own. So with all of that being said, I ask you now for your permission to guide you into a state of trance, a state of altered consciousness where you can make powerful and lasting changes that are positive and that will affect you in your day-to-day life. If you have any reservations about making these changes, it's okay to pause this recording and come back later if you're not fully ready to make these changes. The choice is always up to you. However, if you do remain, I expect you to follow my instructions. All right, since you're still listening, I want you to breathe in and out slowly and deeply. Every time you exhale, close those heavy eyelids of yours. And every time you breathe in, I want you to focus on how it feels to open those eyelids. Let the closing and opening of those eyelids become reflexive and automatic as it syncs up with your breathing. You're no longer focusing directly on executing the action. Instead, you're focusing on all of the small sensations associated with that action. You may become aware of how your body feels against the furniture that you're either sitting on or laying upon. You may become aware of how the air is moving around the room. You may become aware of how your heartbeat is slowing down bit by bit. You may become aware of how it's easier and easier to relax as your breathing slows down. You may become aware of all the small muscles around your eyes working in unison to make those eyelids open and close. And maybe, just maybe, you might be becoming aware of how it's a little bit more difficult to keep on working all of those small muscles. Your awareness is expanding outwards more and more. However, if you were to focus on everything, it could be quite overwhelming. So how about we bring that awareness back inwards? I want you to do something for me. Now, every single time you exhale, you not only close your eyes, I want you to have the number of things that you're focusing on. So, when you close your eyes, you may no longer become aware of how the air feels against your skin. You may lose awareness of the furniture supporting your body, and you may lose awareness of everything. The only thing that you will not lose awareness of is my voice. My voice will stay with you and guide you. Just keep on having all of the things that you're aware of. In a very short period of time, your awareness will become almost nothing until it's just my voice. And eventually, when you reach that point, you may find that those eyes of yours close easily and naturally, because when you're just aware of my voice, you really don't need to keep them open. You can just let everything drift right now. There's no rush to go into trance. I just want you to keep on having your awareness, each half smaller than the one before it, until there's just my voice. Do that every single time you exhale. Every single time you exhale, I want you to limit your focus by half until it's just my voice. And when it's finally my voice and just my voice, you'll find that you're able to follow my words easily and effortlessly, because my words are guiding you to a place where your subconscious mind can uncover some truths about yourself, where it can tell some more helpful and more true stories about yourself. Because as you wander deeper and deeper into this altered state of consciousness with me, I'm not just meandering, I'm guiding you to a place, to, let's say, a control room inside your brain. Now, this control room could really be anything, anything at all. It could have all sorts of buttons, knobs, shiny screens. maybe even some chairs and furniture in it. It could be very vast and complex. It could be small and cozy. All that matters is that I'm guiding you to the control room, to your mind, a place where you can formally exert a little bit of control over your own subconscious mind. I'm not going to be doing any of these changes for you. All I'm doing is guiding you to the door to the control room of your mind. And maybe, just maybe, I'll show you around just a little bit. This may be a place that you're not very familiar with, and that's okay. I'm here with you, and we're going to do this together. Imagine just walking down a long hallway with me, okay? That's easy enough. I'm sure that you've been through many, many hallways, and this hallway feels very familiar. We're almost to the door, to the control room of your mind. Ah, here we are. Let me reach out and open it for you. Now, you can walk in to the control room of your mind. Just take a step into it and imagine what it would be like. Look around at all the controls that are around you. Each one does something different. However, let's go to a certain corner of this control room. This control room has many, many features, too many for just this one experience. Maybe, just maybe, we'll come back to it later, but right now, let's go to this one corner where the controls for your inner dialogue are. This is the part of your mind that keeps on telling you all those stories. This is the part of your mind that keeps on telling you what you really are. And it's always good to come back to this part of your mind and do a little bit of updating. Think of this part of your mind as sort of like a computer. It can store a lot of data, but sometimes to make room for new data, it needs to erase some of the old data. And when in a computer, data is ready to be erased, it really isn't erased. The computer just marks the old data as ready to be rewritten. So maybe, just maybe, some of these stories are going to be a little like data on a computer. Maybe, just maybe, we can mark some of these old, unhelpful stories that are no longer relevant as ready to be rewritten. Now, of course, I don't know quite which stories you want to be marked as ready to be overridden. However, I'm sure that you do, and I'm sure that now that you know where the controls are to do this, you can sit down and start marking certain stories as no longer really relevant or helpful. These may be things from a very long time ago, so long that maybe some of the details really aren't all that fresh in your memory. Maybe you've retold the story to yourself so many times that certain details are no longer accurate. And really, is that helpful? Have you ever played that game where everybody gets into one long big line and you start at one end of the line with a simple sentence and each person has to whisper it in the ear of the person next to them until it reaches all the way down to the end of the line? Well, if you have played that game, you'll know that very rarely is that sentence ever really the same at the end. it's completely different and completely inaccurate. Maybe, just maybe, sometimes when you retell a story to yourself, little changes are made, and maybe that story isn't really even accurate. Maybe, just maybe, some of the details have been exaggerated in your own memories, and that's okay, because you know that maybe that story can be marked for being rewritten, overwritten with new stories, because I'm sure many, many things have happened to you every single day that would be just fine to be placed here. Really, you can place anything at all in this space inside your mind. For example, you can pick what you last had for lunch and put it here. You can just try it out. And that will become part of the greater story that your mind tells itself, the greater collection of stories that define you as a person. Because really, what you last had for lunch is part of who you are. You can really place anything here. And if what you place here is not immediately helpful, you can always re-listen to this experience and try placing something else here. You can keep on experimenting with who you really are, right here. It's all safe, and you're not really overriding anything permanently. Things only change if you keep on retelling these stories to yourself. Maybe you don't want to define yourself by what you last had for lunch, and that's okay. But I'm sure there are other things that you can think of. I just mentioned lunch because most people do like to have lunch. Unless, of course, you don't like to have lunch, and that's fine also. You can just search through your mind for what experiences and stories really resonate with you, what's really true, and you can enter them in right here. And these will be the stories that will play over and over again in the back of your mind. These will be the stories that you use to define yourself. You are in control here. This is the control room to your mind, and you can overwrite whatever stories you like, and you can change them and swap them out with different ones easily and effortlessly. In fact, this is something that you can do all on your own, even without my assistance. If you ever find yourself with a few spare moments where you can just relax and close your eyes and go into a meditative state, I'm sure you'll be able to find your way back here to the control room of your mind. I know that once you've been guided to someplace, it's much, much easier for you to find your way to that place again and again, all on your own. Now, I want you to finish up the last bits and changes that you're making to the inner story of your mind. Because soon, I'm going to be counting up from 1 to 5, guiding you back up towards wakefulness so that you can experience how really good you feel with these new, updated stories. Really, at the end of the day, we all define ourselves by the stories we tell ourselves. And you did a really good thing today. You updated the stories inside your mind. These more recent stories are more accurate and true to who you are. Any older stories are probably distorted by how often they've been retold. It's really like that whisper down the alley game, where each person tells that little story to another person until it becomes a complete jumbled mess, and we don't need any of that. It's much better to take a few moments every day and to just relax and update your mind with some more true and more recent stories. The more recent these stories are, the more true they'll be to you right now. Just drifting, focusing on accepting all of these powerful and positive hypnotic suggestions and finishing up any last little changes at the control panel inside your mind. You did an excellent job here, and I want you to know that if you ever need to make any changes again in the future, you know just where to go, and you're always welcome here in this safe place inside your mind. Right now, though, I want to guide you back up towards wakefulness so you can notice how good you really feel with this updated inner dialogue and story of yourself. So let's walk over to the door of the control room and shut it behind us, because now it's time to wake up feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, in just a moment as I count from 1 to 5. 1, following me, back up, out of trance. 2, feeling more energy flowing into your mind and body. 3, becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and fully aware of how amazing you feel right now, knowing that you've updated all of those stories that you tell yourself and that they're much more accurate right now. You did a great job and you deserve to feel really good about this. Thank you very much for listening and have a great day.